get up and dance. Dance! You're on an alien spaceship, get up and dance! Show them what it's all about. Their slender little bodies moving to and fro. That's the way to go. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show, and this is your host, Tom Edison. That's right. And boy, do I have some very interesting news for you. We're the lucky ones in America here, yeah, because on February 3rd and February 4th in Phoenix, Arizona, the Cobra, who represents the Galactic Confederation, is giving a conference for us to attend. Everybody's welcome. So that's it. Set your dial for February 3rd and 4th. Get in your vehicle and head over to Phoenix, Arizona, and participate in this. Because Cobra, the group represented by the one name and the person who speaks for them, are going to be there, and they are... Cobra himself will be speaking and let us all know more information about how close we're getting to the event. More great news from the 2012 portal. Check it out yourself. More defeats. Finding more Illuminati hideouts with the Dracos and reptilians in human bodies. Yeah, and they're in the process of clearing the one in India out now, and they said around the 21st of January, they're going to clear the bigger one, the older enclave of dark forces in the sub-Saharan Africa region near some lake. I can't think of the name now, but you can check it out at the 2012portal.blogspot.com. But hey, that's great news. America, let's all head down to Phoenix and participate and get the a first-hand update on how far away the event actually is, you know? The estimation is within a year or year and a half. And hey, they might be bringing it up sooner. But also, on the same site, you'll find a little some reference to that the financial system is going to be coming to a collapse. So you need to get prepared for that. Hey, and you got to keep your food supply stocked up for 2 weeks, food and water. You need that to be stocked, you know. If you're not living at a place where you got your own well, you can always stock some 5-gallon bottles of water. As long as they keep them sealed out of the sun, that water will last for quite a while. It'll certainly last until the event happens. And plenty of cans of food. Hey, if you got the property, start growing vegetables and stuff too. Because if there's a 7 to 10 day lockdown or something like that, you need to be able to take care of yourself. Well, so much for that. Hey, have you been talking to your DNA? Yeah, I'm serious. You know, we all have DNA, but have you been talking to it? I mean, you can lay on your bed and close your eyes and say, DNA, I'm talking to you. As stupid as it sounds, or maybe you can look in the mirror, stand sideways and imagine the DNA clinging onto your spine, or just face the mirror and talk to it. Hello, DNA. Yeah, Because the power of suggestion, the power of your words can affect matter, and DNA is a form of matter. It can affect anything in the universe. When you speak, when you think thoughts, they travel, you know, and the universe responds. So that's why it's very important what you say. Say what you mean, you know, and make it good things. When you say negative things, it creates negativity in the world. So you should do your best to say loving things, kind things. And in that way, you're projecting love. The more love we have in the world, the less chance for darkness to gain control. They're losing it fast. It is victory of the light. The war has been won already. This clearing out of the demons hiding out in underground bases and all that stuff. These are just the last holdouts. And the final gathering of the demons will happen immediately after the event. And the good guys are galactic brothers and sisters of the Galactic Confederation. They know where everyone is. They have the technology to detect. You can't hide deep enough in the planet to avoid their detection. So it's going to be, it's a done deal, really. It's just a matter of when. So meanwhile, work on yourself. The more you can become a faster vibrating person, the more your talents, superior talents, will begin to manifest, and your power of suggestion will become stronger. And of course, you want to practice interacting with the universe. Yeah, this is real conversation I'm talking here. This isn't fantasy. This is how it really works. You can call on the violet flame to transmute things that you perceive as negative. When you're out there walking and they're still flying those stupid evil chemtrail planes, when you see those chemtrail planes up in the sky polluting our air with their chemtrails, stop and call on the violet flame to transmute those toxic particles into harmful particles. You know, this will work. Do it. Don't doubt it. Do it. It's all participation. It's called unifying with the higher realities of the universe. You can do this. We all can do this. And we need to start practicing as much as possible. And it's simple. Just believe it's going to work. What you say, and it will. If you have a doubt, well, you know, you're shooting yourself in the foot then. You're canceling out the power of your words and thoughts. So never doubt. Always approach things with a positive attitude and believe that the universe is watching you and responding to you. And this is the focus of our minds, where we need to be heading towards. We need to leave the hate and anger behind. You know, I've got this song on my album called Jerusalem, which the people in Jerusalem need to be listening to. But because I'm not a super rock star and I don't have the backing of like Sony Record Company or something like that, where they can distribute this song worldwide, or I don't have the connections with all the radio networks in the world to be playing this song several times a day, especially over there in the Middle East where they're having the war in Palestine. It's unfortunate, because in this song called Jerusalem, you know, the chorus says, it's time to leave our hate and anger behind. We all want peace. Let's bring our love into the street. And those words should be repeated to the people over there. And maybe a few of them will respond when they start hearing it. Let's leave our hate and anger behind. We all want peace. Let's bring our love into the street. And they need to understand that God is love, and love is the power that will give them their final chance. And if you're interested in hearing the record, it's not the best record I ever made, but in fact, I did it. I did two takes in 5 minutes on this 2-minute record, and I just picked the best one and put it on my album. Two takes, that's it. You know, it's me singing, backing myself up with a folk guitar. And that's how I like to do things, real simple sometimes, and I just like to do it. I did two takes, and I just picked the one I liked the best, and that ended up on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. It's out there by CD Baby, and CD Baby is kind enough that all the songs on that album can be found on YouTube. And that's a good plug for CD Baby. That's one of the good reasons that to hook up with them, because they actually take all of your songs and put them out there on YouTube. You know, you're just going to see like the album cover for each one of those songs. But if you know the name of the songs, or you do do the whole album, Songs Better Than Dylan by Tom Edison, that's me. And you can listen to all the songs there. And if you scroll down, you'll find Jerusalem. Yeah, spelled just like the city over there. And so the song applies to what's happening over there, you know, in Jerusalem. It's a divided city. Half is owned by the Israeli government, and the other half is owned by the Palestinian government. And they have their Palestinian neighborhoods, and they have their Israeli neighborhoods. And they're always battling over things there when they should be going out in the street, leaving their hate and anger behind, and projecting love, and treating each other with respect, both parties. You know, the whole thing going on in Palestine over there, it's a perfect example of the whole problem with every government and controlled people around the world. The governments of every nation and the people of every nation are separate entities, really. The governments are all controlled by the dark forces, the New World Order group, as they like to call themselves now. And the people are basically good. Of course, people do get brainwashed to do bad things. We can thank or not thank the demons for that, you know, the invisible demons that are part of the dark forces that infiltrate people's minds, power suggestion, telepathy, and get us to do things that we shouldn't be doing. But those days are coming to an end, and the event will be the climax of all the nonsense and the bringing in of the new reality. If you don't know about the event, look it up. You can find that info on the portal, you know, 2012 portal. You can, you can find out about the event. You can find out it through other avenues if you go searching there on the internet. But the event will be, it'll be a whoosh of energy that is just going to all over the planet, and a quantum recrystallization of all matter will be happening. And our flesh and blood bodies will become silicon crystalline diamond-like bodies. Yes, it's something to look forward to. But get yourself ready, you know, because in order to reap the benefits of all that's coming, you have to give up all your bad attitudes and stuff, all your negative vibrations. You have to become a loving person and raise your frequency. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. And so that's where you want to accentuate your thinking and your actions. And that's why you want to talk to your DNA, too, because the most helpful thing to guide you along that path so you can reconnect with your higher self and reconnect with the universe is having all your chakras working and connecting. And the chakras are connected via DNA. So that's why you want to talk to your DNA. Think of it as talking to your chakras. Connect. Tell them. Connect. You know, it's the dark forces that disconnected them on purpose. We've been like a V12 motor. Not a V8, but think of yourself as a V12 motor, only running on two or three cylinders because the spark plugs were removed on all the other cylinders by the dark side. Probably the Anunnaki. They're probably the best ones we can blame. And it's been left like that for hundreds of thousands of years. Every once in a while, somebody shows up on Earth that's fully connected. But the rest of us, we were disconnected. And we're in the process of reconnecting now. But you can reconnect yourself faster by talking to your DNA, talking to your chakras. Increase your breathing exercises. You know, it's important to learn proper breathing exercises, you know, where you inhale all through your nose and you let the air out through your nose, too. And you can find that information on the internet, probably at the portal also, 2012portal.blogspot.com. Yeah. You know, another important thing that we should be thinking about is soul contracts. Yeah, that's right. Most people don't realize that when we came in to this world to incarnate as a human being, our soul had to sign a contract to agree to certain things with the dark sides, because the dark sides actually still rule the planet now. They still rule all the governments. And I don't think, but at this point now, people who incarnate are being born now, they don't have to sign these soul contracts anymore. But all of us that are grown up, we all had to sign soul contracts. And it's important to avoid those contracts. And how do we do that? We verbally avoid them. Probably the easiest place to find how to void your soul contract would be on Twitter. There's a site called at Taurian Light 888. Taurian, T-A-U-R-E-A-N, Light 888. And there's three things to read there to void your soul contract. They're pretty lengthy. I think one of my past shows last year or something, I read them, but you need to go look for them and find them. You know, you can probably just Google it, how to void soul contracts. But it's something important that every individual should do. And, well, let me tell you, this is just a reminder that our focus, we need to stop We need to stop just going through the motions every day in our lives and start thinking and talking about connecting with the higher reality, the universe, the other galactic civilizations that we have been cut off from by the dark forces. But that's all going to change after the event. We're going to meet them. They're going to land their craft on Earth right after the event, at which time the military forces, they have to pick up the trash. The dark forces still hiding out will go, seek them out, find them, and get rid of them immediately. Because military forces are needed to deal with the dark forces, because they are military organizations. That's how they ended up conquering planet Earth. They came here and they just took over. Their might was right. You know that old saying, might is right? Well, that's not the rule of how the universe really works. It's a loving place. But there, because of the rebellions that had taken place millions and millions of years ago, darkness got to grow and become, you know, very militaristic and very controlling. And eventually, they found our planet and came here and conquered it. But, like I said, as soon as the event happens, that will be the end of the darkness period. And the words out, darkness will never be permitted to exist again. This will be the finality to all evil and darkness. It was given a chance to see what would happen with it. I mean, if I had anything to say about it, when the whole thing started, I would have said, nip it in the bud. Forget it. We don't need to know how far this is going to, because it went pretty far. And there's still a few groups suffering on Earth, you know, abducted children. But they're being found and removed from the hell holes that they've been kept in. And may the Satanists be rounded up as soon as possible. They're still killing people, sacrificing them to drink their blood for their that evil liquid they drink, adrenochrome. Yeah. And let's start talking about the new future. Let's start talking about the bigger reality, you know, the density, the different types of density and dimensions. You know, there's every density consists of three dimensions. We're still in density one, dimensions one, two, and three. And there's an Earth in another type of higher evolved Earth in density three, where there's comprising of the seventh, eighth, and ninth dimensions. And when you go up higher in the numbers, essentially what it means, everything is vibrating faster. And so we can call them also domains of faster vibrating, you know, molecules, atoms, matter, however you want to define it. So after the event, we'll be moved up into density two, where the fifth dimension is. And interesting, I was watching, because I follow a lot of people on Twitter. Let me see, one of these guys who I forget which one it is now, but he was talking about he has, you know, he's famous for having alien connections. And a lot of people look up to me, and he's revealed a lot of info about the aliens he's personally met, encountered with. At the end of this hour and a half video, whatever it was, he mentions about, he does this little prayer thing, and he talks about the fourth dimension. I'm thinking, wait a minute, you're the guy who's been teaching us about the aliens for years now with your personal encounters, and you're not aware that the Earth is moving into the fifth dimension, and you're talking about the fourth dimension? You know, like, it just shocked me. And whatever, let me see, I can't think of his name now, but his buddy was with the Secret Space Program. So you might know by that. Doesn't matter. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you've got the answer to that gentleman's name, hey, call in and tell us. Because it just, I can't think of it right now. But the number here is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And if you're in another country, you got to dial the pre-code to get to America. And then you would have to dial the regular number, which would be 323-744-4831. Yeah, you know, any people over in Great Britain and just got up on Sunday morning. Hey, it's Sunday morning in New York, too. This is the last day of the year. Good riddance, 2023. A lot of amazing things happen. But there's going to be more amazing things come next year. And, of course, one of the most sought-after places to be at, well, that's a matter of opinion. Considering how it's run now, is New York City, where they dropped the ball on New Year's Eve. Yet, well, let me see. It's about 1:30 now, so that's 10 and a half hours now. 10 hours and 25 minutes. 10 hours and 30 minutes from now, they're going to drop the ball in Times Square. The people, hundreds of thousands of people are going to do the countdown, 10, 9, 8. And then everybody will say, Happy New Year. And the screen on the TV will light up Happy New Year. And the big numbers, 2024, will light up. And they play a few songs, a little of Auld Lang Syne. Then they'll go into New York, New York by Frank Sinatra. And your probably best seat is to watch it on TV when they do the countdown, because it's so over-policed now. You know, they have reasons to over-police it because of worries of terrorists. You know, the terrorists destroyed the beauty of society and the nerve of them. And they've ruined it around the world for good celebrations. I mean, Times Square was a real free-loving place to be years ago. People used to bring alcohol, they were drinking, and it was permitted. And people used to bring in the New Year, and the police weren't worried about terrorists or deep bombs or anything like that. The most they were concerned about is looking to catch pickpockets, maybe, walking around. But that was then, and this is now. So, hours and 25 minutes away, and we're going to ring in the new year. And you might not, of course, it's pretty hectic going here now to be a dime store. They corral you in. Once you get in, you can't leave. You can't bring alcohol. You can't bring big pack for backpack or any backpacks or anything like that. I think they frisk you when you walk through the gates. You got to walk through metal detectors. There's only two places to enter to get in the center place at Times Square where you can visually see the ball, plus watch the entertainment on the stage set up there. The best seat in the house is probably the TV screen. And one of the networks has all the live performers. You get the close-ups of them closer than you would get if you were just standing in the crowd. So the best place to bring in the new year in Times Square is probably watching the TV. Of course, if you had enough money, you could have rented a hotel room around Times Square there and then celebrate in your hotel room without any restrictions. But those hotel rooms are booked immediately after by January 2nd, they'll all be booked for next year. And, God only knows what you have to pay for those rooms, because that's a prime spot you can get for yourself. But anyhow, that's it. Happy New Year, everybody. I mean, I'll rush it a little here. Happy New Year. And what's happening in the new year? Info is floating around. They're advertising on Twitter. The true January 6th, you know, the thing that happened three years ago on January 6th, when the people rushed into the Capitol building. Well, supposedly they're going to have the true story now, and it's going to be on TV. There's an advertisements out for Ray. Meanwhile, back in 2023 here, when those anti-war in Gaza people found their way into the Capitol and started protesting there, it's amazing that they got that off. You think after the big January 6th 3 years ago, they had some real security there. Nope, they got in and did their protests caused a lot of havoc and stuff like that. But that barely made the news. You know, it shows you how fake the news is. They don't want to let you know that there's still no real security there. If they had real security at the Capitol that day when the crowd showed up, they would have never got in. But of course, it was all a false flag operation. They wanted them to get in, and then they wanted to use that false flag event to blame Trump. You know, talk about false flag events. What else false flag event happened in 2023? The war in Palestine. Most people don't realize it. It's a false flag event. The border, it was kind of like a copy of 9/11, you know, when the buildings were attacked and brought down. All the defenses of, they were out doing exercises. 500 miles, all the planes were out doing exercises, 500 miles from New York and Washington. So there was no planes around to really defend what was happening. And back in Palestine on October 7th, all the Israeli guards around that section of the top of Gaza, the border there, they had all been removed. Huh? Yeah, purposely removed and brought up to the West Bank, leaving the fence that is always monitored heavily completely open, which allowed the Hamas monsters to come in and slaughter something like 1,400 innocent Israelis. False flag event. That's how it happened. Okay, but there's a video out on the internet. Go look for it. I think it was put out by one of the Israeli soldiers who was a little disheartened by how this was allowed to happen and had to do it. It was a false flag event. The soldiers were purposely removed so the evil Hamas monsters could come in and slaughter people on purpose. And look what they've led to, this continuing war that has no end in sight. And who's behind all this? Well, first of all, it's the dark forces, the demons, the evil creatures that like to see suffering and like to create more negative vibrations. They control all the governments. They control Israeli Zionist government. The dark forces control Hamas, and they control every government-type group in the world. They control all the terrorists. And they set up these things to happen. And just like back with 9/11, we weren't thinking about those things then, but the U.S. government was basically controlled by the dark forces back then. And they got I think it was their key player was the vice president. You don't even want to mention that scumbag's name at the time. And he was the one that orchestrated that everybody would be off doing other things that day. And of course, there's much more to that. That's a long, involved story. But it was a false flag operation. And same thing guaranteed with the Ukraine and Russia. They, you know, they mind controlled the Ukrainian criminals and Ukrainian government's a criminal organization. You'll never hear that on fake news. And they prodded them into doing enough annoying things to Russia where Russia was going to say that's enough. And that's how that conflict started, you know, created on purpose. And the dark forces, they've mind controlled all the governments in Europe, basically, to jump on the bandwagon and support the Ukrainians. Of course, they control the United States, and we're sending money to them, too. It might stop soon, maybe, but look at all we sent them already. That's allowing that crazy military leader of the Israeli government to go on a war campaign and just, you know, he's fighting the Lebanese, he's fighting the Syrians, he's fighting the Palestinians, you know, everywhere. And of course, with the U.S. giving him all this military aid, he has the power to do that and get away with it. And as you can see, of course, the guy is totally unreasonable, you know. He doesn't want peace. He wants to destroy, keep on fighting forever. That maniac in the Israeli government, he won't be happy until every Palestinian is destroyed. And if he gets done with Gaza, he'll probably go complete annihilation of the West Bank. That's how crazy this guy is. And the guy is pulling the strings behind the scene to give him the green light to go do this. It's the dark forces, the New World Order. They want to do anything to kill people. And because they're the ones like set up the Georgia Stones back in Georgia when they were still up, talked about, and that was set up in 1981, where they talked about bringing the world population down to 500 million, which means killing off about 90% or more of humanity. And, of course, they're the ones behind the scamdemic, and they tricked everybody into playing along with getting the toxic vaccines. Yeah, they killed millions and ruined the lives of millions of others, but it's not enough. And what else had the New World Order done? Of course, when that evil so-and-so Bill, the devil Gates, yeah, he was down in Africa killing people with the tainted vaccines, you know. And they're still going to continue to pull out more things. Look what they've done with the chemtrails. They've destroyed the land, the water. They destroy the health of every living creature. That those particles come down and we breathe them in, nano-sized particles. And they cause all havoc inside of our bodies. Again, thank the New World Order, you know, the demons. And, of course, we need to just remind ourselves that most politicians in the world are not human beings at this point in time. They're basically reptilians in human bodies and other creatures that can shape-shift, you know, into human form. You know, the ones that go into the human bodies, those are cloned human bodies. And then there's the creatures that some of the reptilians can shapeshift. Maybe the Dracos can shapeshift, too. And skinwalkers can shapeshift, I believe. So some of them are probably tied in with the, on the Indian reservation, they're tied in with the dark forces also. And they might not be actually humans either. So that's the playing field we're in now. And of course, you have to take a close look at Biden. You know, Sleepy Joe himself. I noticed recently that within the last week or so that you know, being the president, there was always news footage of him, and he wasn't wearing a wedding ring. Well, clones don't need wedding rings, do they? And clones aren't worried about telling people to get vaccines when it's been proved how harmful they are. And he's been doing that throughout his whole presidency, telling people to get your boosters, even though that it's been proved what a sham the thing is and that these things are deadly and harmful. He's out there promoting it. What does a clone care about giving wrong information to people? Nothing. Yeah. And if you noticed, plenty of people have noticed that his eyes have changed colors. Yeah. Sure. An old man President Biden there. Yeah, he puts in contact lenses, sure, too, because he wants to change the color of his eyes. I don't think so, but different clones may have different colored eyes. And, of course, the dark forces want us to see this because it's like slamming the door in our face. They like doing that, you know? Look, we've turned your president into a clone, into different clones, many clones. And there's nothing you can do about it. And the reason with nothing we can do about it, too many top military people have been cloned or taken, their minds taken over by the dark side. Most of the U.S. Congress is controlled by the dark side through bribery, blackmail, or whatever. And so there's not going to be any official authority willing to take down the clone president, remove him from office. I mean, he shouldn't be there. And prove to me he's not a clone. Oh, and here's some more proof he is a clone. You know, when he was running for president against Trump, all the bad photos of Biden sniffing young girls' hair all the time and kind of manhandling them, pushing himself on young girls. Well, if you notice, the new Biden doesn't do that. Come on, people that are addicted to that kind of behavior, they don't quit. They don't know how to quit. But all of a sudden, Biden isn't doing that. Well, because clones don't need to sniff people. And clones don't need to manhandle little girls. And, hey, there's plenty of evidence out there. And, what can I say? Hey, prove me wrong on that one. Well, while you're talking to your DNA, you know, we all have 12 strands of DNA. Remember, it's like we're a 12-cylinder motor and we're only running on three or four cylinders. We want to get the other, when we're talking to our DNA, we want the other ones to come alive, fire up, and give us the power we need. We want to be full 12 DNA operating creatures, humans. You know, in the future, we'll probably upgrade from the fifth dimension. We might even upgrade into 24-strand DNA type beings. And there's also the ultimate is the 48-strand DNA. And those creatures do exist in other densities, in other realms of the universe. So it's something to think about. There's plenty more ahead. And we should be talking about these things to people on the street. I know it's difficult talking to sheeple out there. They don't want to listen. They've been brainwashed beyond their senses. Of course, they might not come around until after the event and the our galactic brothers and sisters, the good ones, land their craft and give us full disclosure. They meet us face to face and they tell us all that's been, all the truth that has been kept from us. And then maybe the sheeple will listen when they hear it from aliens who've landed spacecraft. And the first group of aliens will be human looking, so they won't be scared. And perhaps most of the sheeple will have to wait to then. But, you know, we need to tell them, you know, and be bold about it. We don't need their permission to prove that we know what we're talking about, those of us that know. We need to be bold about it and say, look, this is how it is. If you want to pretend it doesn't, it isn't like that yet, you have a right to pretend. But, you know, you need to wake up because you've been brainwashed, you know? You want to act like an ostrich and stick your head in the ground, pretend it's not happening. Well, we can't stop you from doing that. But you know, you're gonna end up giving into the truth later, sooner or later. And you can learn about it right now. Just go on the internet. Just go on Twitter. You know, and you'll find many people talking about all these things that I talk about. And they make requests too. You can tell your thick-headed friends, why aren't you participating in the global meditations? And tell them, make them feel guilty, you know, that you're not, you know, you wonder why there's not peace in the world. Well, maybe if all of you, everybody participated in global meditations, we could get world peace that way. But there's not enough. They have a problem just getting a bare minimum to cause a dent in the thing. But they've been successful lately. I mean, I don't know whether it was 2 years ago, there was a problem just getting 144,000, a minimum requirement in a global meditation to get the proper acknowledgement from the rest of the universe that, yeah, we want your help. And there's another one coming up very soon. More global meditation for divine intervention. You know, we want God himself to get enlisted into this, you know, and help us get rid of these bad guys as soon as possible. And that's the way to do it, to petition the Lord, petitioned God himself by mass meditations, global meditations. And these things are not difficult to participate in. You can do it from your home. You just have to click onto the internet at the appropriate time for your location. So, you know, different locations will do it in different time zones. We'll do it at a different time, but it'll be the same time. Globally, we'll all be doing it at the same time globally. And they put out the graphs there to let you know what time your time zone is in. You know, the time for you to get on the internet, show up a couple minutes early, 5-10 minutes early, click on the screen, make sure you're at the right place, and then all of a sudden it'll start on time. These global meditations, they don't start late, they start on time. And they walk you through it. It's very easy. They're telling you what, you know, what to do. Close your eyes, visualize. And when we all visualize the same thing, and sometimes they ask us to make a statement, you know, we all say it at the same time. These are important things because we come together as a collective human race. And as a collective, we're more powerful than individuals. There's all kinds of things to do. You know, people can be doing. There's still calls out to plant Sintamani stones. You can find that info out on the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. And to create flower of life patterns, and they'll help you. There's info where you can connect and get additional information about the Sintamani stones, where to get them, and how to plant them, and down to exact coordinates on planet Earth, and they'll help you out, give you the coordinates, and you can take your cell phone and find that GPS location, and you plant the stone there, and then you go on plant another one in relation to that one. And the idea is to make flower of life patterns with the outline with these Sintamani stones all over the planet. And that brings in more light. And the more light that comes into our world, light from the universe, eternal light out there, white light, of a high vibration, the less the dark forces can perpetrate their darkness upon us. And they're quickly losing power, but we want to quicken this as fast as we can. We want to bring in more light. So definitely consider participating in the global meditations. Go on Twitter. There's one, I don't know if it's tomorrow or whatever, but find out about it and participate. It's an important thing to do. We all need to participate, and we can break free from this affliction that most of the human race has. It's called the affliction of unresponsiveness. The world would be a better place if we all became more responsive to our fellow human beings and respond to requests like participating in global meditations. You know, if you're a person on Twitter, you know it's kind of annoying. You reply to people and you don't get a response. You know, we all want responses to whatever we do and say. That's normal behavior. But people have been dulled and beaten down into this position of being unresponsive. You know, like it was cool or something to be unresponsive. It's not cool. We need to be responsive, you know. And the more responsive we can be to our fellow human beings, the better it will be for all of us. The group you don't want to be responsive to is your rotten, evil government, because they're all controlled by the dark side, you know. I mention this quite often. Take off your seatbelt. It's a control mechanism, dynamic set up by the dark side. And you just because your government made decreed it, you should do it, or made some statutes that can allow law enforcement to write you a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt if they catch you doing that, you play along with it. But as I've said many times, your breath is half your life force, and when you put that seatbelt on, you restrict your breathing. And the demons and the false gods are laughing their ass off. You know, you don't want to be obedient to ridiculous laws that are harmful to your health. Look what else they've gotten to get you to play along with: going through metal detectors, being wanted, going in the building. Each time somebody does that to you, they're destroying the health of your body. And you need to think about that, too. More stuff, the negative stuff they've gotten you to do. So take off your seatbelts. Don't put, you get in that car, don't put that damn seatbelt on. I can understand if a cop pulls up alongside of you, make sure you have it on in case he looks over so he can't write your ticket. And as soon as he leaves, take it off again, because it's no good for you, really. If you're paying attention to what's going on the road, you don't need a damn seatbelt, you know? Unless you're some kind of invalid and don't know how to brace yourself for a crash that might be coming up or something like that. You don't need, be a good driver and you'll never need a good seatbelt. A demon seatbelt. Take off the demon belt, because they're laughing every time you put it on. All right. I don't know what to say, except, hey, I'll remind you again, find out about soul contracts and how to eliminate them. The best site, you'll be declaring your declaration of sovereignty, because we all had to agree to certain stupid things. Otherwise, the demons weren't going to allow us to incarnate on Earth, because they still had the net up and they could block us. So we couldn't incarnate. And those was that wanted to come here. We have good reasons to come here. So we played along with it. But it's time now for your declaration of sovereignty. Break the soul contracts that you are no good for you. And if you go on Twitter at Taurean Light, T-A-U-R-E-A-N Light, L-I-G-H-T 888. And there's some three declarations of sovereignty there. Do it for your own benefit. And coming to the end of the show, what can I say? Go out there and buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, by me, Tom Edison. You know, buy the book, download it to your tablet or something like that. It's cheaper when you do it that way. And study the pictures in the book. These are pictures that nobody else on planet Earth has right now. It's only in that book. You ought to be interested in looking at the pictures. I mean, really? For the few, you know, you'll be wasting going out having a drink for the cost of a drink, or less than the cost of an alcoholic drink. You could have this knowledge. It'll make the book, it'll make a smarter person of you in one night. Even there's galactic beings out there that could buy that book and learn something. You know, they could be from the higher realms, and I guarantee if they bought that book, Connect the Dots Theory, or downloaded it up to their spacecraft, they would become a smarter individual in a very short amount of time. That's saying quite a lot, you know? That book should be in everybody's house. But, hey, I can't force you to buy it, but it's out there. You know, iTunes, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Connect the Dots Theory. It's not a theory. It's a text of very informative and correlative information. But I like the name, Connect the Dots Theory. It's there. Get it. And, hey, help a poor, struggling singer-songwriter out. Download the tunes out there on YouTube from my CD Baby albums. I got two of them. One's called Songs Better Than Dylan by me, Tom Edison. All original songs. And I got another one, American Party Songs by me, Tom Edison. All original songs. And you can find them out there on YouTube. Look them up by the albums. Songs Better Than Dylan. And the other CD Baby album, American Party Songs. Download the ones you like. You can to download a song only costs 90 cents. 9 cents. I guarantee you'll find at least one song on each of those albums that you like. And of course, that song Jerusalem is out there. Download that and share it with the Jewish people, you know, or Palestinian people. You know, they need to hear that. You know, time to get. Forget about the past and the anger and the hate and revenge and all that. Concentrate on love, because that's the real solution to the problem. And, okay, you're going to hear, I'm going to do the countdown. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? I am, are you? Followed by my anthem, I Got to Be Somebody. I got to be somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
We'll be right back. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody feel alive. Oh, I know I was here and took my stand without fear. Made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody feel alive. Oh no, I was here to my stand without fear. It ain't clear to me.